Well, today our school spotlight, I'm visiting with assistant principal at the Storm Lake Elementary School, Michelle Huntress. Michelle, thank you so much. This is a big week this week at the elementary, the Iowa assessment testing.
It sure is, Chris. We will start today, and we will be testing students every day this week. So we have some ideas for parents to make sure that their children can do their absolute best on the test. Number one, we hope kids get to bed early every night before the test so they come to school rested and ready to go. We also hope they eat a great breakfast, and we always serve breakfast here. So whether kids eat at home or at school, it's important that their brains have the energy they need. And then if kids are sick, it is probably a good idea to just let kids stay home, give us a call, and let us know they're sick, but then we'll schedule them for makeup testing. So
now let me ask you about the testing process this week. Do you limit this to a particular subject for each day, or how does it play out?
We do. We schedule a set time every day for each grade level. So let's take fourth grade, for example. They might test at, say, 10 o'clock. So on Monday, every fourth grader then would take the reading test. And on Tuesday, they might finish up reading. Wednesday, they start math. That's kind of how it works best here, Okay. Because then we can use a lot of our available support staff to help out. So we have plenty of hands in the classrooms, make sure kids are on the right question, filling in the right bubble, all that good stuff.
Good. And as we said before, great breakfast, a lot of sleep. Mom and Dad, keep that in mind. It's a big week this week. Now, let me ask you, Michelle, lastly, how soon do you get results? And when you do, how do we use these to our advantage, or what will they tell us?
Okay, well, results tend to take 4 to 6 weeks. We try to have them back before we have a parent-teacher conference in the spring. You can do lots of things with the data that you get back. We use it to analyze our program effectiveness and our professional development time, and we find areas where students may need to perform better, and then we look at what can we do to support the instruction students are getting in our teacher training. So certainly that's one way we use the data. Iowa assessments have some new features. They do tell us if kids are on track for college and career readiness. So parents should ask their teachers about that at conference time and look at some of those graphs, because certainly if kids are not on track, there are some things we can do with interventions and tutoring to help those kids get caught up. And our goal is for everyone to be college and career ready.
Well, parents, I'm sure, appreciate that very much. So, Michelle, thanks for the tips, the information regarding the Iowa assessment testing at the elementary level this week for Storm Lake. Have a great day, and more importantly, I hope you have a great week with all your students.
Thank you, Chris, and thanks for all your help.
Our pleasure here at Storm Lake Radio with the School Spotlight Program for Storm Lake, brought to you by Rick Martin at Storm Lake Dental here on Mix 101.7.